神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。Again, today we're going to be talking about mothering.
今天我们要再次的跟你谈谈母亲。
If you have been listening, you understand that we have talked about 6 types of mothering.
我们曾经在节目中谈过有六种形态的母亲的这种亲职。
We talked about the phantom mother, the one that never connects with relationship with her children.
第一种就是那种跟孩子从来没有真正有连结关系的母亲。
We talked about the fragile mother who is unable to face or deal with any unpleasant, stressful situations in the child's life.
另外第二种就是那种很脆弱的，就是在孩子面对问题的时候，他没有办法来面对情况的母亲。
Then, of course, we have the controlling mother who commands and manipulates the child to depend on them until they're smothered by their mother's control.
然后第三种就是喜欢掌控自己的孩子，一直到孩子呢，一切都被母亲控制了。
We have the achievement mother.
有一种是成就型的母亲。
She drives her child to only achieve, and the child's worth is determined on the basis of what they can accomplish.
这个母亲呢，所有的目标就只是驱赶着自己的儿女的能够有成就，所以到后来呢，她的价值感就在她的成就上面。
There's the mother that is always the boss mother.
另外一种是老板型的母亲。
She thinks and demands that the child should do and think as she does.
那她认为呢，孩子所想所做的都应该按照自己的想法。
Then we have the mother who says, you owe me.
另外一种母亲呢，就是常常有一个信息，就是说呢，你欠我。
That's the one that makes you feel that you never finish paying for all that she's done for you.
这样子让孩子们不管多大了，总是觉得好像亏欠了自己的妈妈，总是还不完。
With each type of these mothering, there comes hardship for the children.
这些形态的这种母亲的亲职呢，会给孩子一些很难的难处。
Emotionally, they can become warped.
情绪上面会有问题。
In the sense that they can't make relationships.
然后在人际关系上也会有问题。
They themselves fear life.
有时候很害怕面对人生。
They always feel guilty because maybe they don't want to do what mother wants them to.
心里面因为没有办法达到妈妈的期待，所以常常存着愧疚或者是罪恶感。
And we've talked about some of these ideas.
那我们也提过一些意见。
But you say then, suppose my mother was like this.
如果说我的妈妈就像这样的一个妈妈呢?
Suppose she raised me as one of these mothers raised their children. And I have my problems.
那就是她这样子其中的一种来抚养我，然后我有产生我自己的那种后遗症，我的问题。
So then you say, why me?
首先你可能会想说，为什么会是我?
Why was my mother like that?
为什么我的妈妈是像这样的妈妈?
Well, we sort of have to overcome the blaming game.
那我们需要第一步先要克服这种怪罪的这样的一个游戏。
I want you to listen carefully as I give you some reasons why it may have happened to you.
那我想给你一些理由，为什么会在你身上发生，给你一些理由。
You see, it's really not you at all.
事实上，不是只有你。
Many times it is an attitude or a way she does things because it came down through the generational line.
有时候她对你的这种形态或态度呢，事实上不是只有她开始对你，而是呢已经好几代下来这样循环下来的。
You see, your mother may have never felt loved or felt that she was nurtured.
或许你的母亲自己就从来没有被爱过，或者从来没有被觉得满足喂养过。
So she couldn't give what she didn't have.
那当然，她自己没有的就不能给你。
And see, this was her only example. That's the only way she relates to her parenting.
因为母亲也有她自己的父母亲。
Now, what may have brought your mother to this place?
那到底是怎么一回事？怎么把你妈妈带到这个地步的呢？
You see, she did not get the connection or nurturing she needed as a child.
那么她在孩子的时候，母亲在孩子的时候呢，她也没有得到那种应当有的跟亲子的连接，或者是应该有的这种宝足。
And she may have been abandoned or hurt herself.
所以她也曾经是那个被伤害扭曲的这样的一个人。
So she puts up a wall that says, I'm not going to be attached to anyone and get hurt again.
以至于她就立起了一道墙，然后呢，把自己跟人有一个隔绝，就说呢，我以后我也一样，不可能跟人有什么样的一种连结。
You see, she probably was emotionally empty. No one ever caredto give her that emotional fullness that she needed.
这样的母亲可能是在她小的时候，她的情绪里面是很空虚的，因为没有人关心她，没有人去满足她。
Maybe she had such a low self-opinion that she didn't want to get close to people so that they would know her as she thought she was.
有时候这样有问题的母亲是因为心里面呢，知道自己实在是没有什么可以给，所以她就保护自己，不让别人知道她里面没有。
Then there are mothers who go through some depression.
也有一些母亲是经历一些沮丧的、忧郁的。
During that time, they don't have enough emotional energy to give to anyone.
所以在抚养孩子的时候呢，她根本没有情绪能力来分享或给自己的孩子。
Maybe her marriage was not good.
或许母亲的婚姻生活不是很好。
And while she was raising you, she was being torn apart.
当他在抚养的时候，刚好是自己心里很破碎的时候。
Then illness and other reasons may
有时候妈妈有生病
，her way of parenting
或其他的问题呢，致使他在这个亲职方面呢就有一些缺陷。
But now there is another reason，
还有另外一个理由。
Maybe the mother chose the path of selfishness。
或许母亲以自我为中心来抚养孩子。
You see, whether we like it or not, everyone is responsible for the choices we make.
不管你要不要，你接不接受，你的选择会带来一个结果，你应该要接受那个结果。
So you see, your mother may have gone through some things that really were very hard, but she was responsible for her choices of how she raised you.
即使或许母亲她小时候经过一些困难，但是呢，她后来做事情，一些抉择，一些态度呢，她是要负责任的。
You mean they chose to be evil?
难道有人会选择做错事吗？做邪恶的事情吗
？No, I don't think mothers ever choose to be evil.
我相信从来没有母亲真的是愿意选择错误或者是邪恶。
But some of them have never become mature, and they're more concerned with themselves than they are the needs of their children.
只是有些母亲呢，他们呢从来没有成熟到一个地步。愿意就是好像牺牲自己，而是只顾着自己自我为中心来抚养孩子。
And this comes from the basic sin of selfishness.
这个就是基本人的这种自私的罪性。
This makes them believe that the world centers around them.
那这样的人呢，通常以自己为一个轴心，觉得全地球是绕着他动的。
How many people come under this?
多少人在这样的下面活着呢
？That's why Jesus Christ said that we must treat others as we wish to be treated.
那就是为什么基督徒的信仰，耶稣说你要人怎么待你，你就要怎么样对待人。
That we're not the center of the universe.
我们不是，我这个人不是宇宙的中心。
And that as we are able to mature to the place where we recognize others really matter.We will live this life of selfishness.
当我们成熟到一个地步，我们知道，事实上有很多很多的人跟我们在一起，活在这个世界里面。那这样的话，我们就可以离开我们的自私或者是自我中心。
I knew a woman one time who told me about when she was just a young child, maybe 7 or 8, her mother and father would go out for several days and leave she and the children home together alone.
我认识一个女孩子，她告诉我说，在她6到8岁之间呢，她爸爸妈妈常常会好几天离家不回来，然后自己一个人就被关在家里面。
She was so frightened.
她好害怕。
She remembered that.
她记得那个记忆。
And basically, it was the selfishness of the mother and father who wanted their own pleasure.
那这个基本上就是父母亲的那种自我中心、自私，只要他们自己享受，没有想到孩子。
But what is our duty when we have a parent like this?
那当你有一个父母亲是这样，你的父母亲是这样的一个父母亲的话，那你的责任是什么？
Oh, we can spend the rest of our lives hating them.
难道你要用你后辈子的人生来恨你的父母亲吗？
We can live with bitterness that poisons us.
这样的话，你就活在那种好像里面的毒气里面，苦毒里面。
But blessed is the person who looks at the situation of their mother and understands and is moved by compassion toward her.
但是如果你愿意看着检讨一下自己的母亲之后呢，你对她有一种怜恤的心。
Not loving the way she was, but understand what drove her that way.
我不是说呢，你一定要很爱她，但是呢，至少你了解她为什么这样子做。如果你像这样的人的话，那你是有福气的。
But it's not enough just to have compassion.
那光是同情她也不够。
We must learn to forgive her.
而且接下去你要原谅她。
And this is where you need the help of God.
这个就是你需要神的地方。
To help you be able to free yourself from any of this bitterness or any of the hatred in your heart or the blame in your heart, free you until you're free from it.
你要求神帮助你，给你力量，可以不但是同情，而且是原谅你的母亲。这样的话，你就真的心里面得到释放，你就有自由了，你不被干扰了。
Now, as you have listened, you have sort of said,Hey, my mother's like that.
当你听的时候，或许你马上有个想法说，我妈就是这样子的人。
And I know that there's some real problems in my life.
那我也看到呢，我的人生已经因为妈妈这样子呢，已经有一些问题了。
But what can I do about it?
那我怎么办呢？
Well, what you're going to have to do is move from childhood to adulthood.
首先，你要从你那种儿童的童年的这样的一个情况里面，把它移到成人的这个阶段。
Oh, you say I'm in my 20s or my 30s or even more. Why I'm an adult?
或许你说我现在就是一个成人啦，我已经20, 30, 40岁啦。
No, I'm afraid that age is not what makes an adult.
恐怕人的年纪呢，不一定会把你带到成人的这种境地里面。
How many childish attitudes have you seen in people who should be adults?
当你看到一些成人的时候呢，你却在他们身上发现很多孩子气的作为，有没有呢？
You see, it's your attitudes toward things that makes you an adult, not the years you have lived.
所谓的成人不是你在世上活多久了，而是在于你对事情的反应的态度是怎么样。
Now, your mother may have been faulty in the way she parented you.
或许你的妈妈在过去错待你了。
So, do you go on in this pattern and stay an immature person with all the emotional problems?
难道你就要留在那个被伤害过然后不成熟的阶段里面吗？
Or are you going to make a choice and some decisions that can help you become a more healthy, emotional adult?
还是你希望自己能够纠正，然后呢更健康，然后成为一个真的成熟的一个成人。
You see, the choice is really yours.
那这个就在于你自己的决定咯。
But you say, how can I become an adult?
那或许你说我怎么样可以让自己成熟呢？
Let me give you several ways I think will help you.
我要给你几个方法，或许可以帮助你。
And I want you to listen and think carefully.
好好的听。
Now, one of the things is you can begin to reevaluate your beliefs.
首先呢，你要重新来评量一下你自己对于人生的一些观念或者是信念。
As you look at the things that you need to find out what you believe about them, see if they were things that were forced on you And you just accepted them because you knew that you had to.
是不是有一些是你很无奈的很无力的来接受一些看法而已呢?
Because this is what's wrapped up in much of what you do.
因为这些呢都会影响到或者是好像把你的做法你的态度把它包装起来。
You see, if you take the mother that is the achiever and she teaches you that your worth is only in what you achieve.
比如说呢你母亲是那种成就型的母亲形态。所以呢他就会勉强你接受你的价值只有在于你的成就上面。
Is this really true?
那这是真的吗?
You mean that achievement is the only thing that says I'm worth anything?
难道就只有你的成就才告诉你你有价值吗?
That's not true.
这个不是真的。
So you must begin to rethink that.
所以你要重新来估量评量你的想法这种从外面接受来想法对不对。
Maybe you have to have someone make every decision for you.
或许呢，你需要有别人来帮你做一些决定。
Because you believe that you do not have the ability to make right decisions.
因为呢，你已经被影响，认为自己没有能力做决定。
Because this is the way your mother made you feel.
因为你妈妈常常帮你做决定，所以她让你觉得你没有能力做决定。
So as you begin to understand how your mother trained you,And then begin to understand some of these beliefs that you have that are really not helpful and are not true.
所以你就开始看到原来有很多观念是你妈妈给你的而且呢这些观念事实上是不健康而且不正确的观念。
And begin to change them.
那这样的话你就开始要来从这里要来解开改变你以前的想法。
You're going to stop driving your little girl to try to do more and more and more and more. You're going to let her...be able to work at her own speed.
而且你也要停止你自己像以前你妈妈对你一样来驱使你的自己的孩子来啊成为在一样的跟你的例子一样或者是驱使他有成就。
And you're going to encourage her to go on. You're not going to drive her.
你不要驱赶她而是要鼓励她跟以前的方向就相反了。
And as you do this, you're going to find out that you're going to be able to feel a strength inside that you are entering adulthood.
如果这样子的话，你就把你以前童年整个的啊一些累积下来的观念，把它转到你自己的成熟的这个成年的阶段。
You may have to learn how to disagree with people without becoming guilty.
那有时候你需要学习怎么样去对别人的意见不同意。而心里面呢没有任何的罪恶感。
You see, your mother always made you feel guilty if you didn't agree with her.
因为以前呢妈妈当你不同意的时候妈妈就给你觉得好像你错了好像给你有一种罪恶感。
But now, you begin to learn I can disagree with people and I don't have to feel guilty.
那现在你要学习到说我有权利可以不用同意别人的意见心里面呢而也不会有罪恶感。
Then,You must learn to begin to make your own decisions.
然后你要开始学习决定，自己来做决定。
Collect the facts.
把事实稍微做一点啊想法思想。
And then decide what you see is best.
然后想一想怎么样最好。
Not what your mother wants or someone else, but what you have seen by looking at the facts you see is the best decision.
当你把这个事实归纳一下然后你不要想到老是想说我妈妈会怎么想谁会怎么想就想说那做一个分析然后我认为这样比较好。
This is very important in growing up to be an adult.
这是对你踏入成年的这个心理阶段一个很重要的阶段要学习自己做决定。
Now this one you may find a little hard to understand, but let me see if I can explain it.
或许你比较不容易了解那现在我想用个例子来告诉你。
You need to give yourself permission to be equal with your parents as now you are an adult.
当你想踏入成人的阶段的时候那么你首先你一定要容许你自己能够跟你的父母亲站在一个同等的一个位置来做事情。
You must recognize now I am an adult making my own life, making my own home, and so now I am on an equal level in the sense of being an adult as my parents are.
你要清楚的认识到我有我自己的家，事实上我现在整个的一个生活情况跟我爸爸妈妈都一样的，我有自己的家，我有自己的主张，我有自己的方法。
As an adult, you begin to recognize your own talents and dreams, and you begin to pursue them.
身为这个成人呢，我是一个长大的人了，那么我有我自己的理想，然后我有自己的能力，那我开始来发挥我自己。
Many times, mother or dad has told you what you must be, or you ought to be, or what you need to be, but you were never happy with it.
那常常以前父母亲会跟你说呢，你应该怎么做，应该成为什么样的人，应该做什么。这个时候呢，你记得吗？以前你常会不快乐。
As an adult, you can feel free to pursue some of these things.
那这一些呢，你就可以把自己释放出来了，你不需要在这个下面再，因为你已经成人了。
Actually, this will be hard for some of you.
很多人可能会很难。
Because you've never creatively thought, what can I be? What can I do?
因为你从来没有给自己一个创意性的想法，就自己一个想法说到底我应该怎么做，或者是我应该成为什么样的人。
But as an adult, you can pursue.
但是因为你已经是一个成人了，所以呢，你自己就可以来做。
Then, as an adult, you can learn that failure is not the end of the world.
身为一个成人呢，你也应该有个信念，知道说如果我失败了，并不是我的世界末日。
Sometimes there are those mothers that have made you feel if you fail, it's almost as if you've done a terrible thing.
有些妈妈会让你感觉你失败的时候呢，好像已经很严重了，没有希望了。
But failure is a part of life.
但是失败是人生的一部分。
In the scientific world, they will do an experience over and over and over again and fail many times, but finally, they get the right formula.
就像科学家的实验一样，他们总是要经过很多的失败，然后到后来才会有成功的一次。
So you step out, you begin to practice until you really succeed.
所以你开始要踏入这个成人的阶段，然后给自己尝试，一直到你可以成功。
You don't let failure get you down.
不需要让失败把你好像拖住了。
The wonderful thing about being a healthy adult is that you can submit to authority out of freedom.
一个成熟的、健康的一个成人的心态呢，就是呢，可以顺服在这种权柄、权威的下面。
You see, this is where rebellion sticks its head up.
那如果不是这样的话，就会有反叛。
And when we have been hurt or when some of these things have happened to us, inside we rebel.
当你以前受过伤害的时候呢，那么里面有一种反弹，那种叛逆的那种特性。
So if we don't outwardly fight with authority, we fight with them inside.
即使你外面没有跟权柄来抵挡，里面也会跟自己过不去。
But there were some writers, Townsend and Cloud, that said, true adults can submit to authority structure without a fight.
那一个真正的成熟的心智呢，他可以在这个权柄的下面驯服下来，里面没有任何的这种不平衡或者是挣扎。
You see, we only fight authority when we do not feel equal.
当我们想要跟这个权柄来挣扎来抵挡的时候呢，这是因为我们想到说不公平的时候。
And maybe we always felt under and we felt smothered by our mother, and so we fight with that.
带着从妈妈来，常常觉得好像在妈妈的那种控制下面的那种压力呢，然后就会让你很怕，或者是呢想跟这些权柄来挣扎。
But as a healthy adult, you can by your will submit, for you feel equal.
一个成熟的一个成人的这样的心智，在这个权柄的下面，当你顺服下来的时候呢，你心里面仍然觉得你是跟他平等的，是你自己的决定要来顺服。
Because you submit to authority because they're the boss and that's how it works.
那你为什么要顺服？因为你认同他是一个老板，而且这个是一个做事情的方法，所以你没有觉得你比他还要小。
And so an adult doesn't fight the authority, they submitBecause they know that this is the way it's done.
成人知道这是做事的方法，有层次，有上有下。他们不觉得说顺服是一个不公平。
Sometimes when we have problems from this type of mothering, We always are looking inside. We ourselves can become very selfish.
那当我们有这种啊，我讲过那些母亲的一些啊错待情况的时候呢，有时候我们心里面就会转向一种自我的中心、自私的一个倾向。
But when you step into true adulthood, you take your talents and your abilities and you begin to share it with others.
当你踏入成人的这个世界里面的时候，你就是变成一个可以分享给别人，可以转向别人，然后为别人活的人。
You do it not because you are made like you may have been before, but because you want to.
那你这样做并不是因为以前学习来的，而是你现在你愿意，你选择，我愿意把我的人生分享，或者是发挥到外面去。
And another giant step into adulthood is to learn to love people who are different.
踏入成人的这种成熟的地步的最大的一步，就是你可以接纳，可以包容那些跟你不同的人。
You see, you may have been given prejudice by the way you were raised about people.
从小你或许养成一些造成一些成见，对于不同的个性特性的人，你有一些成见，很狭窄的观念。
You can drop them and learn to take people as they are.
然后现在呢，把它推开了，你现在要学习到接纳，不管人怎么样，你都可以了解他们，接纳他们。
Good, now I'm becoming an adult, but how do I treat my mother now?
那现在我是一个成人啦，我非常的高兴，可是呢，怎么对我的妈妈呢？
Thank her.For all the good things she's done for you.
为她所为你做的一切好的来感谢她。
Giving her a sense you appreciate her.
然后呢记得表达你的感恩。
Please don't blame her.
请你一定不要怪罪她。
Children blame.
孩子不要怪罪父母亲。
Try to be a friend with her.
跟她做朋友。
Let her know that sometimes you can use her help.
然后呢有时候你也让他知道你还是很喜欢然后请他帮忙。
Maybe there's things that you, times that you can ask her, how have I hurt you? I don't want to.
有时候你跟他说呢如果我伤害了你因为你没有按照他的模式伤害你的话你说呢那记得我不是故意要伤害你。
Find some common grounds that you can enjoy each other, maybe going shopping or sightseeing.
两个人有时候找一点共同的嗜好比如说呢去观光或者是买东西然后呢彼此享受一下。
You see, everything I try, my mother just turns it aside.
有时候你说呢我做什么我妈妈都不同意。
But you live peaceful.
但是至少你做了你有平安。
The Bible tells us live as peaceful as we can.
那圣经告诉我们我们一定要竭力的追求和睦。
You be the peacemaker.
你要成为那个使人和睦的人。
Just be kind to her.
就是对她恩慈就好了。
Treat her with the respect and honor that's due her.
尊敬她，然后呢，也尊荣她。
Do your best with the help of God.
尽量的来对待她，也求神帮助你。
And that's all that you can do.
这个是你所能做的，就是让自己成熟，把一些过去的想法转变掉，然后要感恩，然后要尊敬你的母亲。
One very important thing is.Don't let your feelings be seen by your children.
有一点我要强调很重要的，就是你对妈妈的这种感受，千万不要透露，让你的孩子知道了。
Guide them to see the best side of her.
尽量的引导他们看到自己母亲的好处。
It will mean a lot to your children.
这样对你的孩子一定有很大的益处。
And it will show how far you have stepped into her.Adulthood.
这样子就更显示出你已经进入了成人的世界。
In the Bible it says, forget those things which are behind and press toward the mark of excellency.
圣经里面告诉我们一句话这样说，忘记背后，努力面前，然后向着你前面的最好的标准，标杆来跑。
Excellency in Christ Jesus.
那就是在基督里面的那个标杆，那个最好的标杆理想来跑。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛州传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄 台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。